At this time, we're going to take the votes that were referenced in the committee reports earlier in the meeting. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two different agendas. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items, and the rest of the items are in part of what's called the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the voice vote agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board already and posted on our website. The secretary, Susan Keyes, will read off the title of all the items. After she has read through them, we'll have a chance to discuss any open issues, although I know each of the board members has had a chance to speak at committees or with the president directly in the pre-board meeting telephone conversations. After the discussion, we'll vote on all of the items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one of the items, they can just make that clear to Susan. Susan, will you, as secretary, please read out the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approved minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number 1, appoint Chief Executive Officer, University of Illinois Hospital and Health Sciences System. Number 2, appoint Dean, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 3, appoint Dean, Graduate School of Library and Information Science, Urbana. 4, appoint Dean, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana. 5, appoint Interim Dean, Graduate College, Urbana. 6, extend term, Dean, College of Agricultural, Consumer and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. 7, amend multi-year contract with head varsity men's basketball coach, Urbana. 8, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 9, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure, 2014-15. 10, appoint members to the athletic board, Urbana. 11, establish the Bachelor of Arts in Dance, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. 12, establish the Master of Engineering in Bioinstrumentation, College of Engineering and Graduate College, Urbana. 13, reorganize and rename the graduate majors in the Department of Education Policy, Organization and Leadership, College of Education and Graduate College, Urbana. 14, reorganize and rename the Center of Human Resource Management, College of Business Administration, Chicago. 15, transfer all aspects of the Italian program and rename the departments, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 16, transfer the Center for Public Safety and Justice, University Administration. And 17, appoint Dean, College of Dentistry, Chicago. Thank you.
Okay, at this time, it'd be helpful to have a motion to pass these items.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Should we vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote, where we'll go around the table. We'll vote individually by trustee, but we'll attempt to do this all in the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one of the items, we can arrange for that as well. Susan, will you read out the names of the items on the roll call agenda, please?
Sure. 18, award contracts for renovation, Natural History Building, Urbana. 19, award contract for South Campus Synthetic Turf Project, Chicago. 20, increase budget for renovation and addition, State Farm Center, Urbana. 21, employ professional services consultant for renovation, Everett Laboratory, Urbana. 22, employ professional services consultant, Energy Conservation Project, College of Engineering Buildings, Urbana. 23, employ commissioning agent for Advanced Chemical Technology Building, Chicago. 24, delegate authority to execute Chicago campus land exchange with the Illinois Medical District Commission. Thank you.
Is there any discussion? Okay. be great to have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Susan, do you want to call the roll?
I certainly do. Ms. Cave?
Yes, to all.
Mr. Estrada? Mr. Fitzgerald?
Abstain on 18, 19, 21, 22, 23 for procurement. Vote approve 20 and 24.
Okay, let me make sure I got this right. Abstaining on 18, 19, 20, 21, 23?
I'm sorry, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23 are abstentions on procurement, and 20 and 24 are approvals.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Free?
Yes to all.
Ms. Hacera?
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes?
Yes to all. Abstain on 18, 22, and 24.
18, 22, and 24. Thank you. Mr. Kennedy?
Yes to all.
Dr. Kortz?
Yes to all.
Ms. Leibowitz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to all.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Yes to all, with the exception of item 20, and I'll abstain on that as I am a director on the board of State Farm, so as to avoid any appearance of a conflict.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, we've got it.
Okay. Maybe we'll just have a call an audible here, Pam and Susan, try to figure out what we're going to do this afternoon.
Okay.
I think we're scheduled to go into lunch now.
Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I was thinking if this works, we could have the items in executive session now, which are employment and litigation.
Okay.
And that would be relatively fast, and we could come back and do the luncheon with everybody.
Luncheon in here?
Luncheon in here with everybody at the table.
At 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. Okay?
I think.
So we'll finish our executive session matters and then start at 1 with lunch and the kickoff of the discussion.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Okay, so we need a motion for these two things.
So it'd be helpful now to have a motion to go into executive session to discuss university employment or appointment related matters, pending probable or imminent litigation against affecting or on behalf of the university.
So moved.
Next second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, we'll see you all at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for being here.
MJ,